everybody. This is Cocktails with Kia and Friends, and this is the last episode of 2022. So tonight, yes, we made it. We made it. We survived. Beautiful.
Yes, we did.
So tonight we are going to discuss, like, hash out accountability in intimate relationships, just to be specific. And so that's going to start with an accountability game that I came up with. Don't judge me. Judge your mama. And no. What we're going to do is, and then also we're going to discuss recapping 2022. People are going to share their, you know, nuggets of wisdom, anything they learned, what's your biggest upgrade of 2022, and the things that you probably know you did in era. And we can go ahead and just share those things as well. So each one teach one here at, you know, with Cocktails with Kia and Friends. I'll go ahead and get started with introducing everyone that's on the platform tonight. Got some extra squares going on. Oh my gosh, I just love. Okay. All right, so go ahead. We have Dario here, who is a contestant in the accountability game, giving that male perspective.
It sounds like it's going to be a tough night. I mean, I see why just six keep women, one of me.
Any other man who want to jump on and just keep him company, that's fine. But we play fair.
We do. We never mail bash here, and we never.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all gonna keep me accountable? Oh, okay.
Yes. And we hold ourselves
accountable. This is already gonna be fun. Of course, you know me. I'm Kia, the main host. We have co-host April here. We have Jenny, who is also the other contestant in the game, giving the female perspective. For, you know, answering the question. So we have our male perspective, our woman perspective. And then we have Shay. Y'all know Shay Bay. And then our other co-host, Tutu, here.
Cheers to y'all. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Ooh, she got the special glass out tonight. I can't. You be planning. Bevelin, my cousine, my love.
Welcome.
How are you, baby? Welcome back, baby.
Always awesome to be a member of KWK. Love being here.
We appreciate you.
Bevelin is the individual who inspired the conversation topic tonight about accountability. And let's just be honest, it's been trending, okay? Trending for whatever reason, because I don't know if people are actually accountable.
Maybe that's the reason it's trending. We need a reminder.
Topic, let's just say that nonetheless, right?
It's been very much retrospect. People have been like, oh, yes. I should have been more accountable to, but like,
so is that what inspired it, Bevelin?
Yeah, a little bit.
What was kind of the
let the internet again?
Okay,
that was a good, you know what I mean? Because I kind of wanted to. All right, so can y'all see me? Am I like dark or
no? We can see you.
I'm sorry. So my lips feel like they've been ashy all day, but my lips been wet. I don't know how to explain it. It's like the morning mouth. I've been having the morning mouth all day.
The morning that's real different.
Oh, it's different to have morning mouth all day. You know something over my head, Shay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe your body knows that we're about to get hit with that cold over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
You know what?
I'm ready.
Kind of telling me about what's about to happen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, guys. So, we'll go ahead and get started. I have to share my screen. So, this is a PowerPoint game that I concocted, came up with, and so it's only 5 questions. They are pointed. So some of the, we're going to let you know which ones. Some of the questions have multiple answers, but there is a top answer. Okay.
That has
the highest point. Okay. Yes. Okay. Top answer has the highest points. There's not going to be no more than 2 valid answers if there are multiple answers that are correct. we will let you know when you get to the question. You have 15 seconds to answer, and you're going to type your answer in the Zoom chat.
Oh, okay.
All
right. Everybody locate the Zoom chat. Everybody locate the Zoom chat. Okay. So,
I all right. Really bring out the competition out here.
Oh, yeah, you challenge. You have to like raise it out. Yeah. Blurt out.
I'm not wearing a shirt. Should I put on a shirt? Anyway, it's overthinking Libra over here. Y'all got to help me out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Relax.
Yes, thank you.
Let's go ahead and drink to that.
You are ready.
So let me go ahead and discuss the cocktail that I concocted tonight, because I know people have what they have, and whatever your cocktail, a cocktail is whatever chills you out. It does not have to be alcohol based. It's fun when it is, let's be honest. But, so like I know Shay normally has a water. mine tonight is an oak barrel aged bourbon with a cranberry flavored apple cider and a little bit of Sprite.
Okay, cute. Right. That's simple but cute.
I like that. It sounds very festive.
Yeah.
That was going to say a cinnamon stick in there.
Sounds for the
cinnamon. Oh, yeah, I don't have a cinnamon stick. Yeah.
See, you got the right idea.
Okay. Shay. Oh, if Shay is tilting the head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's considering it.
I don't know. Yeah, they will tell you. I know nothing about mixing drinks.
But we always got you, though. We always got you.
Yeah. Give Shay her armor. What is it, Shay? The amaretto?
Or her baby.
Can't go that or a mojito. Can't
or
go.
A mojito.
All right. Yeah. Next, we have April. What's your cocktail of the evening?
Well, what I had available was Stella Rose Blanc.
Oh, okay, safe.
Yeah, I did play it safe tonight.
Yeah, because
it's a good chase as well.
It is.
I can't. Yeah. Say your wine is a chase.
It is, but it's
a good chaser.
But this is what I'm drinking tonight.
You're absolutely correct. All right, Dario, do you have a cocktail?
So I don't know if we do free product placement or do we advertise for free? So Guinness.
Oh, Guinness.
Oh, Guinness, yeah. Okay.
But we're, you know, holding it over here.
In a mason jar. And that's like a nice holiday jar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cute.
Right. Jenny.
What about that baby Guinness shot?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm having Chardonnay. I love
Chardonnay. Love it.
Ooh. So sophisticated. I love it. Okay. Got a Chardonnay, Vedlin.
I have been drinking Southern Comfort all week.
Is it giving you Southern Comfort?
Just gonna have a little, you know, seltzer water.
Okay.
Southern Comfort.
We're all over again. Southern Comfort is whiskey. It's bourbon.
I had to take a little breaky break, but I'll be getting back.
Okay.
To,
you're going to get back. Okay. It's good base for eggnog.
That's what I've been driving, getting eggnog, basically. Because they have
to mix some of that.
So it's the perfect mix. It's like, it tastes great. I love it.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be writing these down in the comment section. Because I'm going to need that.
I told you. We really have some. Yeah.
That is so funny she said that.
I'm going to drink to that.
Soon come.
That's actually a project we're working on, and I would love your input. I would love your input, Bev. It's actually a project we're working on. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's wild. Yeah, we got a lot going on. Blessings. Tutu.
Okay, so tonight I've been making holiday cocktails all season long, so I'm just drinking Cabernet tonight. You know, the wine always overfloweth in this house. So, Cabernet, I'm feeling real queenish after many accomplishments this Christmas season. So, I'm cheers, right. You know, toasting to myself tonight. And cheers to you.
Cheers, everybody. Let's toast.
Feeling it.
Cheers, baby. Yes.
Do you like my straw?
I love it. I love it.
April, is that the straw from Chili's? was that last weekend?
Yeah.
I was there last weekend. So I made mine. No.
The weekend before.
That was 2 weekends because she still got that straw. That girl don't play. Okay. Are y'all ready?
We
April?
Are.
April, you are.
I'm the scorekeeper, so in the timer.
She's always been the greatest scorekeeper ever since we were little kids when it comes to games, especially Taboo. And like, so I appointed April the scorekeeper. Yes. So I appointed April the scorekeeper and timekeeper. She will also alert you when there's 5 seconds left.
Oh, boy.
So 15 seconds to answer the question.
Wow. Okay.
These are scenario-based questions. It's about a couple, or, you know, made-up couple, of course, but the couple that represents many couples.
Is it like a one-word answer, or is it like a...
Some are.
This guy wants to know.
You want to see? No, we're not going to keep giving it out. No.
That's okay. Some are scenarios. You just answer the best possible answer, and, you know, we'll go based off of that.
I guess so.
All right, guys. So I'm going to share my screen. Let me know. Hold control. Okay, never mind. You see it?
Yes.
Got it.
All right. Let's get started. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Wait. Are you going to... to us, or are we? Do we have to read that? Because it is very tiny on my screen. Because I'm using.
Is it really tiny?
But it's because I'm using my phone. I can switch over to the laptop, but.
Is it tiny for everyone else? I'm gonna read everything out loud though.
Okay.
If you're gonna read it, and I'm going to slowly. Okay. What? Say something. Oh, I thought somebody said something.
No. If you're gonna read it, great.
Do you guys see yourself on my screen?
For some reason, I'm not seeing the Zoom.
No, when you share your screen.
You're not sharing the screen right now.
I'm not?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Wait, I do see it.
I think because you're on a phone, you have to switch over.
Or put it on gallery.
Oh, right. I got it. Never mind.
Okay. Perfect.
See, accountability bay. All right.
Okay. April, at the top.
I got it. I found it.
Okay. Let me find it again myself. Cause, okay, boom. Boom shakalaka. Okay. Accountability Bay. Yeah. It's the name of the game. And I titled that like this morning. Yesterday. So you're gonna answer each question honestly. And the person with the most points wins a surprise gift for the holidays.
Yay!
Okay.
I just what is
in the chat, right?
I just one of the co-judges.
Yes, you was a co-judge. Yes,
you're a co-judge. Yeah. You know what? I wanted to be equal. I want to, you know, if it's gonna be you, we need another man.
I'm a read these.
Okay. All right, guys, let's, uno momento, okay? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read. Lisa and Nate are eating dinner at a restaurant. They are a couple. Nate asks Lisa if she likes dessert. Lisa is annoyed because she specifically told Nate recently that she loves dessert and will never turn it down. Lisa rolls her eyes. However, she still agrees to dessert. Nate is confused, but ignores it. What should happen next? A. Nate should ignore the eye roll and order dessert argument. B, Lisa expresses her concerns to her partner, and Nate shares no further expression on the matter. C, Lisa keeps quiet about her frustrations and chooses peace while she enjoys dessert with Nate. Or D, they should both speak about their feelings before dessert arrives.
All right.
Okay, actually,
what happened?
You know what, Bevelyn? We got another contestant. You want to join? Uh-oh.
So we're gonna have four players. All right, all right, all right.
Oh my god, I knew this was gonna happen, but we're good with impromptu things. Okay, so
you're gonna have to read the question over for them then.
Okay, so then it's gonna give them enough, like, more time to look at it, but it's fine, it's whatever. Okay, so I'll read it again. Bevelyn, wait, I gotta wait until my brother get on. It's my brother. Oh my god.
Oh lord. Who? James?
No.
No.
Oh, Jesse. Yeah. I get real serious.
All right. So he needs to come on with it. Oh, man. Right now. You just sent it to him, sis?
Yep. Just okay. There. I love the audience's reaction.
In there.
Well, huh? I get on the audience reactions. Hold up.
Adrian said Lisa's doing too much.
Lisa represents many of us, so we have. Yeah. I'm just trying to see whenever he joins in, am I going to see it? It's got to pop up, right?
It should pop up.
It should pop up at the top.
Okay,
since it's already in the chat, when he comes in, he's gonna see that we're in that you're sharing the screen.
Okay. Oh my boy. All right. So Lisa is doing too much, says Adrian. Okay. Hey,
what's the name of the meet?
Jesse, did she send you the link?
Yeah.
Hurry up and jump on, because we on first question.
All right. I really like how the how the Facebook thing puts the captions on it. That's hot.
Oh, you see it?
Wait, let me see.
We're on the video, yeah.
Yeah.
Can someone tag Mr. Will?
Yeah, Horn? Is your brother's name Jesse?
He's in there. Yes.
And Kama.
Yeah.
My brother's name is Jesse too.
Yes. No. And
And Kama, but yeah, Jesse is his.
Jesse is
his name. That's his name.
Jenny has a brother named Jesse too.
Aw, little, yeah. Youngest or older?
We're 1 year apart. I'm older than him.
1 year. All right, awesome. And brother, are you on?
Yeah, can you see me?
We can see you. All right, so you gotta catch up to question number one.
And you gotta answer inside of the Zoom chat.
Okay, I'm going to say it out loud.
Do I put it in the chat?
Yes.
We're going to answer. You're going to put the answer, your responses in the chat. April is keeping score. Then there's points for whichever you choose. There's 0 points for the completely incorrect answer. But then there's 2 valid answers. One is a top answer, which carries the highest points. And then the other one that's valid, of course, you get a lower point.
I got a question here. So it says, this is a multiple choice. So can I just put A? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
In the chat.
You don't have to write out the.
Yeah, you don't have to write it out.
Yeah, you answered it already.
All right. That's what I just did.
I'm gonna read it again. I'm gonna read the question, and can you see it clearly?
Yeah, I can see it on my screen.
Okay. Right. Lisa and Nate are eating.
So is A your answer, Jesse?
Is that what we're doing?
No.
No.
He's just asking for example how to. So you did you locate the chat and you know that you're gonna type your answer? Okay, everybody already answered. What the fuck? We ain't got the
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm just reading. Seeing it. I'm reading. Okay.
All right. I'm just seeing it pop in. I'm like, what's it?
Yeah, it's in the chat. Yeah, it's in the chat.
So, okay. Sounds like we're about the same time.
Yeah, y'all bro.
No. Because I'm trying to be fair. I didn't know that your answer was A. I thought you were saying that for example.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, nobody answered the same. Wait. One, two.
Two people.
Oh. We got two C's, yeah.
All right, yeah. April.
All right. So the person who got this question correct is Dario.
All right, Dario D. Hey.
He got 5 points.
He got 5 points. The answer was D.
D.
With the highest score of 7 points. But
you answered the still valid one.
Okay, April.
Okay.
You said what?
He answered a still valid answer for the question. He said D. He said B.
Oh, nobody answered D. I am so...
Nobody answered D, no.
So wait.
See, I should have gone with my gut. I was gonna
why, bro?
And then I was like,
wait.
All right,
guys.
I'm trying to figure out what's wrong.
All right, guys, so I'm gonna... Okay. I'm the mediator. All right, so Dario, speak your piece. What were you saying?
So no, I was just excited that I got the answer, but I would say that, you know, B seems like the best approach, because let's say if I'm Nate, and Nate ain't got no feelings in this piece. He's just like, hey, you want dessert? What's up?
Yeah.
And if I get a response that's kind of, you know, on the negative end of the spectrum, the appropriate thing from the partner would be to, hey, break it down, you know, give me a little I don't know, share a little bit about what's happening, why am I getting this negative response. And as a dude, I'd be like, you know what, all I need to do is understand, at least see where it's coming from, and then we can do whatever comes next. Like, we're not going to have an argument about it. It's just, you know, let's figure out what's happening and then move forward.
So you said that as a dude, you should say something.
Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh.
I'm saying that I should just listen. I would just listen to where's the annoyance coming from.
Okay. All right.
I recently just, while he was reading his answer, I was listening to both, and I didn't really fully read the actual.
I knew it. it's way too late, honey.
Yeah.
He asked her if she liked dessert. He didn't ask if she does like dessert. He just asked if she likes something. She don't want no dessert right now. So let me be considerate and ask her if she wants some dessert. She get mad and roll her eyes. She got mad and rolled her eyes. So I feel like
because
you know what I'm saying, it just ordered the dessert.
Why did she roll her eyes? Read everything and come.
Because
she
told him that she loves dessert and never turned it down, right?
Okay.
But maybe her stomach. Maybe she just had pasta or something. You know,
See, this is why I love that. This is why we need to hash this kind of like hash this out, because we're getting different perspectives about. It looks like communication was effective enough, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. However, they should both speak about their feelings in the scenario here. Both of them express with body language something they were feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Can I get my piece?
Go ahead. Yes, Jenny. Jenny's next. So,
okay.
Jenny, and then who else? Bevelin?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay.
So this clearly not necessarily with dessert, but my husband and I go through stuff like this all the time because he's very forgetful. So, for example, I will tell him, you know, like, oh my God, we have a party on Friday. Remember, it's at 5 o'clock. I come home from work and it's 5 o'clock and I'm basically ready. And he's like, well, I'm hopping in the shower. And I'm like, what? Wait, the party starts now. You know what I mean? And he's like, well, you didn't tell me that. Yes, I did. So
got it.
The
got
reason
it.
Why I chose my answer of, you know, just be like, yeah, fine, order dessert and talk and don't say anything, just go with the flow, is because from my personal experience with my husband, I've noticed that in a moment where I could easily just be like, all right, cool, take a shower, I'll be here, you know, the party's gonna go on no matter what, you know what I'm saying? Instead of me being like, oh my God, you forgot. And no,
right,
I already know he's forgetful, so why waste time getting upset? Just be like, all right, babe, I'll be here, I'm gonna pour myself a glass of wine while you wait, while you get ready. So in the case of the dessert situation, okay he forgot.
Different.
Don't make right. a big deal. Eat the dessert, order the dessert, have a good time, and then on the way home be like, babe, did you really forget that I love dessert?
Right.
You know?
There's a way to handle it. I get yeah. you, Jenny.
Yeah, okay. I understand. I understand. Perspective.
That's a mature answer.
Not gonna lie, not a shot at women. I would not expect that coming from one.
Well, you know what? I guess I can say that I understand that, because I'm not gonna lie. Yes, women, we and men too, we can be kind of explosive sometimes. It really just depends on. I think a lot of times it depends on how you and your partner choose to set the tone of how your relationship is gonna be that first time you have a hiccup. So my husband is very mature in the sense that
I agree with that. Yep.
Yeah, it's not so much about the girl or the guy. It's about when you come together, you two have to set the tone of right. how you're going to handle things from the beginning. So the first hiccup my husband and I had, I was like, oh my God, don't talk to me. And I ran to the room, I slammed the door. Oh. And he came up, you know, and then like he came after me and he was like, what's going on? Like, let's talk about this. Like,
he's like, whoa. Way.
You know what I mean? So he set the tone for me to understand that, okay, I get it. You were in an immature relationship before, but it's not going to work like that anymore. Like, we're going to sit down and talk about this. And if you don't want to talk about it right now, take a minute, but we're going to talk. We're not, like, I'm not going to sit here and yell and, like, do this whole thing. So he's taught me a lot in that sense. And then there are other situations where he blows up and I'm like, why are you upset? What's the problem?
Look at that.
I'm down here. Let's keep it down here. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we both teach each other, and we have both set the tone of, we're not going to do that whole petty thing. We're not I forgot. Oh, well, I forgot. Like, let's recap. You know, remind me.
Recap. I love
it.
It
happens.
Yeah.
You know,
it does.
Dementia is in the near future.
So. Oh my God. We are not going to claim dementia.
Everything.
Okay. Accountability moment. I forgive me for what I said.
Oh, and, no. You didn't say anything wrong, though. Because see, what I told you was that I understand your perspective as well.
Right. But it's not just only women. So I have to forgive myself for saying
you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, Bevelyn, what were you going to say?
Do we have the same parent? Like, everything she said verbatim is why we have the same answer. Like, we're going to talk about it on the way home, and I'm finna talk about this at dessert and spoil my dessert.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I get it.
Trying
to ruin the moment.
Cheesecake, and we'll talk about it at the house.
Yes.
Hey, hold on. Let me ask this. Okay. Bevelyn, are you married?
I'm not, and that's what's so scary. I mean,
are you dating? Are you dating in a committed relationship?
Mm-hmm. I'm damn near married.
Yeah. Okay.
And what about Jesse? Is that your name, right? Your brother?
Yeah.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, make a few interviews. Yeah.
Am I dating? I'm playing it safe.
Okay.
Not out to the book.
I don't know if y'all were
paying attention.
Yeah, right.
Now.
I saw what he was doing over there. I saw what he was doing. Nice branding there, brother. He was late and he came in with the silent promotion. Give that man a point.
Okay.
All right, you get 1 point for that. I'm psyched.
Oh my god.
Silent promotion.
Okay. What Dario, what were you, what was the why were you asking their relationship status?
No, so I'm just curious as to where the perspective is coming from.
Ah,
that
got it,
that kind of helps understand a little bit. Yeah.
Wait, Dario, what about you? You married or
Or
are you doing a date?
And a boomerang.
No, so I'm trying a little something. I'm in a
He's trying a little something.
He's in a situationship.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we don't do that around.
I like that.
Yeah.
No, we don't do that.
So are you dating? So are you dating?
So
we do the real thing. We do the real thing.
So you're dating.
So you're dating.
So you're dating.
Yeah. We do.
Okay. Good.
It is or it's not. There's no like.
So, you heard what he said.
Okay.
Real
I agree with
I
you.
I like
you.
That.
I agree with you 100%. Either it is or it isn't. There's no.
So what is?
It is.
It is what it is right now.
And it is what it is at the moment.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Can't
see. All right. So we have to move on to the next question.
All right. I just want to let you guys know. Okay. So regarding accountability, I have a few key points here. I don't want to give them away. We're going to discuss it fully after the game. One of the reason why they both should speak about their feelings before dessert arrives is because I've done my research and I've gathered like all of the main components of behaviors that, you know, people should display when it comes to being accountable in a relationship. And one of them is be honest when something is upsetting you, and also immediately tell your partner when the upset happens. Do it tactfully, but do it in the moment. Now, I understand some people are like, that's not necessary.
It's gonna blow up like what Yenny was saying.
No, it's you. Yeah. We're not saying blow up.
Yeah, but just have that conversation. Yeah,
you have to gauge yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what?
Go ahead.
Sorry, what Kia is saying is definitely valid as well, because. For example, what we were saying previously was that we're not necessarily saying we're not going to speak up in the moment. Like B and I were saying, basically, we're going to speak up. We're just not going to do it right there in that moment. But we're not going to wait till tomorrow. We're just going to wait until we're in a more private setting.
And I agree with that.
You should not let it build up and wait till something else happens and then be like, well, remember on Tuesday and then last year, 2021, on December 4th.
You got a point.
And depending on how active.
Yeah. And I agree with that point, because that's me. That is all the way me. Whenever something's upsetting me, sometimes it's not best for me to speak immediately right then and there, because I might express it the wrong way. So one has to know themselves. I'm not going to go to bed, you know, pondering on it. But to Jenny's point, maybe it's just something about discussing in the public. I generally don't like public display of arguments or disagreements. Yeah. So I'd rather wait somewhere in an alone space, a together space where we can talk about it, because I know myself, and even if I don't blow up or get really angry, some words
you're
I might
just saying that you're upset.
Right.
That you're
I won't be able to express in the right way that, you know, this is how I'm feeling right then and there. So I'd rather wait, like she said, on the car ride home. That's still, you're speaking about it right away. You're not letting it go to, you know, you're not going to bed with that, but you're still speaking it and addressing it that same day.
Well, I will say the reason why, for the most part, because of course every relation, every couple, you know, communicates differently. But the reason why overall it's the best is to speak about the feelings as soon as possible. Let's say that, right? Mm-hmm. Both, because they both showed
frustration
or some kind of expression of what's going on, why is this happening? Right. So yeah. So I know that I've been in situations where I was even at fault, or my partner was at fault at the time, where it ruined it gave an awkward energy to the rest of the evening, mm-hmm. because there's body language where verbiage isn't following. So it's kind of like Nate is confused, but ignores it. But is that even the best thing to do? Because I know guys, but then learn how to communicate where you guys are not angry.
Right.
If you need anger management, say that. Like,
it would have also depended on the tone. If Nate would have been like, what's with your face?
Right, if he did catch the attitude.
Right. And so would have been like,
absolutely, because he could have worked in
that. I love dessert, and I told you acted like that. It would have been fun, you know.
I said he can ask it that way in the car, because then I can answer it however I want to in the car.
See you in the car, babe. See you in the car.
So
meeting in the car.
But you understand generally why you don't want that energy to continue for the rest of the night until the car ride.
So I agree with you, Kia, for a second. So the reason why I, in typical guy fashion, the reason why I answered B is that after I saw Lisa's feelings, I completely ignored what Nate was doing. And so...
Aww, really?
Typical guy fashion. I gotta be accountable and be upfront.
Okay. I
didn't even read that Nate was confused and ignored it. But you're right. At that point, if he was confused and then he chose to ignore it, he was giving a response out of frustration or out of negativity.
And
his feelings matter. So yeah, right. His feelings matter. It would have been the appropriate thing to break it down. And even if your partner is not the first one to act, because a lot of people will feel like, well, if she did something first, then she should be the first one to bring it up.
Yes.
That may not necessarily always be the case. At some point, it may be just the person who is in the more mindset of putting the problem on the table and talking about it. Yeah. Maybe bringing it up and saying, hey, babe, I noticed that, you rolled your eyes a little bit. Like, what's happening? Is it something here? Yeah. Is it something else?
Is it really the dessert?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point.
It could be something else. It's not always about you.
I think I agree with that, because this would be very petulant to be fussing over him asking her about dessert, but it could be the straw that broke the camel's back over a myriad of other things that now has caused dinner to be jacked up because
It's not never just about dessert.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, girl,
asked another question previously that you heard, really?
Right. She did.
It could just also be like, you don't listen to me. I feel like you don't listen to me.
Right. Yeah. That would be the first assumption. It's like, oh, dang, maybe she's thinking now that, oh, you don't ever listen. Mm-hmm. So this is one more example.
And
maybe he's being considerate. Maybe he's being considerate. Right. Homegirl had an appetizer. She had a drink. She had pasta.
And need dessert to put that.
Well, he had pasta.
Right.
Because I also believe that sometimes the tone in way things are said make a big difference in how you respond to it. But he was genuinely asking, hey, babe, okay, I know you had this and this, do you still want dessert? Not that he's ignoring what she has previously stated, but okay, I'm making a conscious effort to pick. Maybe you say that you're trying to lose weight, girl.
It could be like all of a sudden, maybe early in the conversation, she was like, oh, it's been a long day, I can't wait to get home, whatever, whatever. And so now dude is like, oh, well, you know, do you want dessert, or should we just go? Should we take it a go? Dude, maybe he was trying to flirt.
My Captain Jack to go, okay? Because my cat
You either want to eat it here, take it to go.
We gonna eat it here, we gonna eat it.
Right.
We can eat it in the car.
Meeting in the car.
We gonna eat it in the car.
Meeting in the car. So meeting in the car. That okay.
We'll talk. We will definitely talk about it.
Okay, so they should both speak about their feelings, but we're not gonna indicate exactly when. Mm-hmm. But it should be within the same day.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Tell you. So, my brother actually, you know what? I'm gonna say like it's mine because this is on Facebook Live, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You already said it.
You did.
No,
she didn't say nothing. She didn't say nothing.
She didn't hear it.
You have a point.
So, okay. Let me just give you like an overview of why that was not the best situation. Okay, great. She has her project. He knows she has this going on. But the fact that he didn't at least say to her, hey, I know you have this going on. I know there's a deadline. But this wedding is coming up. I'm invited. Therefore, you are invited. Would you like to go anyway? We'll come back early. We'll get your project done. Or we'll try to get the project done before we go to the wedding. Or we won't. Neither of us will go.
Or.
Just.
And then she could say,
oh my God, babe, no, you know what? You go ahead, but consider her enough.
Let her decline.
Exactly. Let her decline and say, no, go ahead. I got it. You go without me because I'm going to work on this, but give her the option to say no. Yeah. Because if you make the decision for her, she's going to start thinking,
I know I had projects, but who's gonna be there? Jesse, save yourself the trouble, bro. I got you on this one. I'm headed towards the stampede. Go ahead, let's speak your piece. You telling me that me worrying about you focusing on your project, which is you're in school, so you can get that sheepskin, so you can get a better paying job, so we can live more comfortably. You're, it's for a class.
This isn't school.
It's not school. She's at work. This is a job.
Project. Okay. I'm pretty sure there's like you have to get it done so you can keep your job. Okay. So what is wrong with me trying to step away, give you a little space to focus, and I can mention it to you and not invite you because I care about what you got going on. What you gonna do?
I got you, bro. Be irresponsible.
Hang out with me. See what I'm doing. Make sure no women ain't flirting with me. And then
So let's look at it this way. That's what
I'm saying. Like, you need to focus, bro.
Dario, please save Jesse.
I feel like a lot of times, and this is just a misunderstanding that I feel typically happens between men and women. As men, we look at what we have and we look at previous history and we try to be solutions oriented. So in our mind, like Jesse mentioned earlier, we try to be like, all right, well, I know everything that's happening. I'm taking all of these variables into account. So right. I'm going to come up with a solution that has the best end result from a logical standpoint.
Okay.
Yes. But assuming that, and it can be the logical answer, we're not taking away from that. But assuming that your partner, your wife, your girlfriend, or even a friend, because it could be, this could happen.
Accountability is, widespread. Right. Yeah.
Assuming that just because it's the logical answer, that it is the thing that they would also choose, is not being considerate. So you're being considerate, but to your own level of understanding and perspective.
So you're telling me, wait, let him finish.
So I wouldn't say that it's that the thing is to necessarily, it's not about inviting or not inviting. It's about how this person is going to look at the situation and having that communication so that there's mutual understanding of what's happening and not making a one-sided decision, thinking that it's the best decision.
Okay, right. I understand bringing it to her attention, and I understand, you know, letting her know what I'm doing. But what I don't understand is inviting her just for her to decline.
But you know, you're not inviting her just for her to decline because you don't know. Because maybe she might need that break from that project to be able to go. She might, if you let her know ahead of time, she may be able to do what she needs to get done so that she can accompany you to the wedding. Like, you're giving her the option and not choosing it for her because you don't know what it is that she wants because you didn't ask.
Exactly.
Thank you, Shay.
The key word that Dario used was assuming. What happens when you assume?
Yeah. Make it ask. Yeah. Oh.
Sorry. Don't assume. The best thing to do is just ask. Hey, I was invited to this wedding. Blah 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 blah. Now, granted, she should know that you're going to the wedding.
Exactly. Number one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's bare minimum.
That's bare minimum. So that conversation should have already been had. And then maybe she might wake up. Well, she can't choose last minute anyway. So that conversation would have already been had. But if the project is a long process, like one of those like month long, you know, whatever kind of projects, blah blah blah, let her choose. Don't decide for her because then she's gonna make it fit. I can guarantee you, most women are gonna probably think that you don't want her to go with you.
All right, this is your main host, Kia with Cocktails with Kia and Friends. Hello, listener. Had to go ahead and stop that. Accountability game was so awesome and great and fun. But I just wanted to come in and let you know that you can find the rest of that game, which was 2.5 hours of conversation, playing the game, recapping 2022, stating what we see for ourselves in 2023 and beyond. All of that, you can catch that on our Facebook saved live video, and you would search for the Facebook group Cocktails with Kia and Friends so that you can go ahead and tune in and check out the rest of our segment, and you'll see us visually. So, you know, that's fun. But just a piece of wisdom here from your girl, Kia. I just want you guys to know that I love you. And that I see so much for you and all of us together building as a community. And I see so much for your future. To whatever you desire, go ahead and put it into fruition. Go ahead and think and then act and then be. So just let it flow into your experience, into your life experience. Anything you want to do, small business you want to start, if you want to pick up a new skill or a trade, anything, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just start. The only way to fail is to never even try. That's it. So I just wanted to leave you with that. And also to grab an accountability partner. Oh, my goodness, for 2023, someone that has your back. You let them know what your challenges are. You let them know, hey, I'm gonna need reminding about this. I need your help with that. This is between you and I. You find a partner, someone that you trust, someone that you truly can rely on, someone that's very reliable, and someone that's accessible. Like, don't list someone as your accountability partner who runs 3 businesses and has 5 kids. Like, that, you know, you want to be realistic. And also for them to be able to reciprocate it back to you. If you need to be accountable in an area, accountability is huge. It is one of the cornerstones for properly growing. And, I just want us to embrace that, embrace change, because it's the only thing that is guaranteed in life. But I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for supporting us. This definitely is just the beginning. I say that every end of season because I really feel like I'm still just starting, even though we've been doing this for a few years now. But thank you for your support and love, and we'll see you when the new season begins at the end of January. Mwah. Thank you.